This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. Buy your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference right now online, 800-898-1065, willag.org. All the details at farmassetsconference.com. Don Day, a day weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is now here to take a look at the weather forecast for the United States. The Corn Belt in particular will drop down to Brazil and Argentina, I think, too. But let's start, Don, in the Corn Belt and work our way from west to east. They're still lagging a bit in corn harvest out in the western parts of the Corn Belt, though I take it they'll have an opportunity to get caught up. What do you see over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, in fact, I think things are looking really favorable for folks to get caught up, as there's nothing really bad taking aim on the western Corn Belt, or really most of the Corn Belt here through this week and into next week. All the bad weather going to be locked up into the Pacific Northwest, western Canada. Good news for California. Later this week, this weekend, and next week, they're going to get wet. We will see some fluctuating temperatures across Midwest and Corn Belt, and there will be some precipitation with every time we get a little bit of a cool front coming, but nothing that looks excessively heavy. So no real system to produce widespread muddy or soggy fields. I think some good wrap-up weather for harvest coming.
Yeah, so speaking of that, in the eastern Corn Belt, I think Michigan, parts of Ohio, some of the parts of Indiana have been awfully wet. Have they dried out enough? Have evaporation rates been good enough? And will they be able to move?
The weather outlook there is not quite as good. There's going to be a little bit higher chance for precipitation, but they are going to be warmer, and so the opportunity for some evaporation to take place certainly helps. But when you look at the number of hours in the day now, we're down to about 10 hours a day of daylight, and so that really cuts into your opportunity to get things dried out quickly. But at the same time, it certainly isn't going to be as wet as it's been in those areas.
In South America, the Brazilians are still trying to put a bean crop in the ground, though I've made note that they're not really lagging behind at this point. What does the weather forecast tell you about Mato Grosso?
A little more wet. They got a little more wet last week, and it looks like that area is nothing excessively wet. But at the same time, there may be a few planting delays, maybe a few muddy fields in a few areas. At the same time, though, good precipitation to get in the ground to get their crop started.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Todd Gleason.